Woe to you, O earth and sea, for the devil sends the beast with wrath, because he knows the time is short. Let him who hath understanding reckon the number of the beast, for it is a human number. Its number is 666.
Hello and welcome to What the Fuck Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Mdidis. Let's get to it. It's Friday, November 16th, 2018. Welcome to day 666. Trump said he answered Robert Mueller's written questions himself very easily, but he hasn't submitted them because, quote, "You have to always be careful when you answer questions with people that probably have bad intentions," end quote. Rudy Giuliani said there are at least 24 questions that relate to activities and episodes from before Trump's election. Trump spent more than 5 hours in a meeting over 3 days this week with his attorneys working out written answers for Mueller about alleged collusion between his campaign and Russia during the 2016 campaign. Despite telling reporters that the questions were very routinely answered by me, Trump's temper boiled during all 3 meetings. Seemingly out of nowhere, Trump targeted Mueller on Twitter yesterday, calling the special counsel's team thugs and the investigation a witch hunt. Meanwhile, the Justice Department inadvertently revealed that it secretly filed criminal charges against WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. The disclosure came in an unrelated court filing where prosecutors inadvertently pasted text from a similar court finding into the wrong document. The filing abruptly switched on the second page to discussing someone named Assange, who had been charged under seal and was the subject of significant publicity. He lived abroad and would need to be extradited. It's unclear what Assange, who has been living in the Ecuadorian embassy in London since 2012, has been charged with, but the charges center around the publication of emails from Democrats during the 2016 presidential campaign and may involve the Espionage Act, which criminalizes the disclosure of national defense-related information. Quote, "The court filing was made in error," said a spokesperson for the U.S. Attorney's Office in Virginia. "That was not the intended name for this filing," end quote. And finally, a federal judge ruled in favor of CNN and Jim Acosta and ordered the White House to temporarily restore the press credentials, which Trump had taken away last week. The suit alleged that CNN and Acosta's First and Fifth Amendment rights were violated by last week's suspension of his press pass. The White House said it would follow the court order and temporarily reinstate the reporter's hard pass, as well as, quote, "develop rules and processes to ensure fair and orderly press conferences in the future," end quote. The judge, Timothy J. Kelly of the Federal District Court in Washington, ruled that the Trump administration had most likely violated Acosta's due process rights, but he declined to weigh in on the First Amendment issues that were cited by CNN. Quote, "We want total freedom of the press," Trump told reporters in the Oval Office. "If journalists don't behave," Trump said, "we'll end up back in court and we will win." He added, quote, "We have to practice decorum," end quote. And now to the notables. One, Florida election officials ordered a hand recount of ballots in the U.S. Senate race between Democratic incumbent Bill Nelson and Republican Governor Rick Scott. Two, Chuck Grassley will move from the Senate Judiciary Committee to the Senate Finance Committee next year, with Lindsey Graham in line to replace him as chairman of the Judiciary. Three, Betsy DeVos has received around-the-clock security from U.S. Marshals since she was confirmed, which could cost taxpayers $19.8 million through next year. The Pentagon failed its first-ever comprehensive audit. The audit found U.S. Defense Department accounting discrepancies that could take years to resolve. Five, North Korea announced a successful and highly significant test of an ultra-modern tactical weapon, although it did not appear to be a test of a nuclear device or long-range missile. Six, a Mississippi senator said she thinks it's a great idea to make it harder for liberal folks to vote. Last week, Cindy Hyde-Smith also joked that if she was invited to a public hanging, she'd be on the front row, and she's refused to apologize for her public lynching comment, as well as claims her voter suppression comment was the effect of selective editing. Seven, another Trump advisor is writing a tell-all book about his time in the White House. This time, Cliff Sims, who joined the West Wing staff on day one as special assistant to the president, will be publishing in January. Eight, Trump offered to nominate Mira Ricardel as the next ambassador to Estonia after Melania forced the deputy national security advisor out of the White House. 9, Trump honored a campaign donor with the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the nation's highest civilian commendation. And finally, Trump has been asking his aides and advisors whether they think that Pence is loyal. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andidas.